Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Breaking news brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Find out how far an extra mile really goes. Steelers-Ravens move to Wednesday night. Ravens will remain in Baltimore. They're going to have a workout tonight and I guess a walkthrough tomorrow before traveling to Pittsburgh. We don't know yet if Steelers-Washington, scheduled for 1 o'clock Sunday at Heinz Field, will be moved, although Jason LaCanfora says that is a possibility. Headlines brought to you by Dollar Bank at low home equity loan rates at dollar.bank. Gabby DePaula is a Ravens insider from our sister station in Baltimore. And we're happy to have her on the show right now. Gabby, any relation to Pitt football reporter Jerry DePaula?
I am not.
Okay.
I am not. DePaula is spelled very differently.
Between you and Jerry DePaula or just in general? This is just DePaula facts?
DePaula. There's like...
Oh, there's a million spellings.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for clearing that up. Not. For us, that would have been a nice icebreaker conversation, but evidently we can't do that. So what the hell is going on here? Like, what, an hour ago, it's Ravens players are going to wildcat strike and not play. They're going to have a meeting, and then 15 minutes later, oh, the meeting already happened, and they're pushing the league to move it back to Wednesday, and now it is on Wednesday. You're at Ground Zero in Baltimore, Gabby. Give us, as best as you can, your understanding of what's happened in the last few hours.
The last few hours. Yeah. I mean, it's just been crazy. It's been nuts. I think we all assumed, I talked to just a couple people around, and I think we all assumed that they were going to play tomorrow. And again, like, even though they had one player test positive yesterday, it was Willie Snead that came out. They all kind of like assumed that they were going to play on Tuesday. They were all, you know, you saw a couple of Ravens players. I saw Tyus Bowser posted something on Instagram, first round pick. Patrick Queen posted on Twitter today just how they were all waiting. They're all waiting. They're being impatient about hearing what the news is, what's going to go on, when are they going
to
travel.
Implying that they were ready to play, right? Implying, like, let's go, let's get on the field, let's do this, that kind of thing?
I think it was more about hearing the news about what was going on, whether they were going to travel tonight or tomorrow, because obviously, you know, it was 2020,
yeah.
And not only do we have COVID-19, but we have to plan for snow as the second postponement of the game was, and now we're on to a third.
Gabby, this is my main hypothesis here. Denver plays with a practice squad wide receiver as quarterback, and I know that franchise doesn't have a sole decision maker as their owner right now, so I think it would be easy for the NFL to tell them, they're also a bad football team, hey, go play the game, tough luck. My theory here is, and I want to know if you've gotten this sense at all, that Steve Bisciotti and John Harbaugh really didn't want this game to be played tomorrow night. They wanted that extra day to try to get the team ready, and that they were more behind this, driving this, and that because Bisciotti is so respected among owners, they had a better chance of actually getting the NFL's ear and getting them to actually do what they wanted here. Do you get any sense that that is at all been the case, that there's been lobbying from the ownership box behind the scenes here?
You know what? That's a good question. We haven't had any availability from anyone since last Monday. It's been a week since we've heard from the Ravens. They put out two statements, one on November 25th, kind of letting people know about what's been going on, who kind of started the COVID-19 spread.
So Harbaugh hasn't talked since last Monday?
We haven't heard from him since last Monday. He put out a statement on the 27th, you know, through Ravens media and
sure.
Everything, saying, you know, they're aware and they're They're excited to play on Tuesday. But I'm sure, as anyone knows, like, they haven't, they've also been doing like virtual practices. I'm sure they've been working out, but they haven't really been together. They're supposed to be having a walkthrough tonight. But again, we haven't heard from them since Monday. We have not heard, had any availability. I reached out a couple of days ago to see if we were going to have some availability to clear some air and kind of get on track of what's going on. And I did not get any text or message back. So,
Gabby DiPaolo, Ravens insider from our sister station in Baltimore, is with us. Do you know if Steve Saunders is still employed by the Ravens right now? The strength coach? What's his situation?
All I'm aware of is he is suspended. Who knows for how long?
By the league or by the team?
I believe it's by the team right now. Okay. That's what was one of the what they put out on November 25th was they didn't put out his name. They kept his name for a little while, but I think it was pretty obvious about who it was. And they put out that statement about Steve Saunders. And yeah, as of right now, he is just suspended from what I know.
Okay.
Gabby, I've got people in my Twitter mentions right now who are starting to bring up what for Steelers fans is like this, the nuclear scenario here. And that's that Baltimore lobbied to push this game back because this is so confusing to everybody, to try to get Lamar Jackson back onto the field for Wednesday, that somehow one extra day would make a difference. I'm under the impression that there's zero chance he can play in this game if it's played at all this week. Can you clarify that for people?
Lamar was put on the COVID-19 list on Friday. There's no way he's playing. He tested positive. He wasn't just a close contact. He tested positive, so there's no way. But you know what is funny, though? Right now it's RG3. Who's going to be the quarterback, but we're kind of unaware who the backup quarterback is, whether that's important or not. I guess we'll find out, but
So no Jackson, no matter what you're saying, there's no chance.
Week. No.
Okay.
No, there's no way. Mm-mm.
All right. Well, that's,
but like I said, Trace McSorley was on the COVID-19 list on November 20th, but he was just a close contact. He's still on there. So assuming he may have contracted something, you know, I don't know. So maybe a practice squad, Tyler Huntley might be the backup quarterback.
Gotcha. You have not, so up until like an hour ago, you had no idea that Ravens players were second guessing the NFL's decision to play the game Tuesday. This is completely new to you, or is it not?
This is kind of news to me. I mean, you can only make the assumption, again, like, there's guys that came out on Twitter that said, like, you know, are they really taking health into consideration? I believe Jihad Ward, who's actually on the COVID-19 list right now, kind of put out something like that, something relevant that kind of spoke volumes in that way. Is, you know, are people really looking at this as like a health risk, or is this more money to them? So, yeah, I mean, right now I think it's just like a lot of confusion, and in a way, it's like not fair for them because they haven't practiced. I mean, they haven't practiced. They haven't really been together in almost a week. So,
but a lot of that had to do with what Saunders did, right? I mean, that is
some of it. They are doing investigations right now. They think it might be some other outside sources as well. I mean, again, like, we know COVID-19, you can get it anywhere. So it's that contractible, as we've seen the 22 players that were on the list this past week.
Gabby, is there a sense are there people whispering around the team that they think that the punishments, whenever the NFL gets done investigating this, that the punishments are going to be extremely severe, maybe relative to what the Titans or anybody else, the Saints, have gotten this year? Are people expecting the NFL to really come down hard on Baltimore for all of this?
Assuming so, just because they put a lot of people at risk. They've had to postpone games. You know, it's kind of funny because we saw with the Raiders, at least, you know, they've had a draft pick taken away. Right now, the Ravens have 5 picks in the 2021 draft. Obviously, that can change a little bit, but if they get a draft taken away, they have 4. And that's kind of a big deal, as they had 10 this past year, and most of them have played in the season for them.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen fines left and right, too. I don't know if you remember, Marlon Humphrey was on the COVID-19 list a couple weeks ago.
Yep. That was after the Steelers game.
Oh, right. And, you know, they were able to contain it. He was just the only guy. They had to put some guys on the COVID-19 list just because he was, you know, around them and everything, but they all tested
negative. So, Gabby, let's assume that this game does go off on Wednesday, which I know is a big assumption based on what's happened the last couple of days. Can you give us a lay of the land? Like, how many starters are the Ravens down right now? Like, what is the situation with the team? Everybody knows Lamar Jackson and Mark Andrews and Judon and Snead, but who else are we leaving out? Like, where are they really in trouble from a roster standpoint, a personnel standpoint for this game, if it does happen on Wednesday?
Sure. I mean, like I said, like, Robert Griffin III probably going to be the starting quarterback, backup quarterback,
right.
Could be a practice squad guy, could be Trace McSorley. But they're also missing centers Patrick McCary and then Matt Skura, who I believe tested positive as well.
So they're down their first two centers, their starter and their backup.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. And then they are out Mark Andrews, who's right now the only active, quote-unquote active, tight end on the team. Obviously, they've signed a couple players. They signed Luke Wilson from when he was on waivers.
Yep.
So he is expected to be on the team. Mark Ingram, J.K. Dobbins, Calais Campbell, you know, he put out also that how crazy the virus is and
yep.
how it's no joke. So, yeah, several players. A lot of stuff.
Gabby, I want your opinion on this. So it's strictly an opinion question. If this Baltimore team was 3-7 and totally out of it already, and not 6-4 and still very much in the hunt, do you think this game would have been pushed back even one more day, or do you think the NFL would have probably just said, we're going to play on here?
I still think it would kind of go the same way as it does. I mean, John Harbaugh is a pretty competitive guy. He wants to win, and it's a winning culture with the Ravens. So I think it still would have pretty much been the same way. That's my opinion. I think he has pretty much control of the locker room too, and he really listens to his players. So I think he's really taking into account what the players have said as well. So, you know, it sounds like, you know, maybe some of the players are just kind of, you know, they're confused. There hasn't been like straight communication with them, and you know, we'll see what happens. But to me, I think it would have gone pretty much the same exact way.
All right. Gabby DiPaolo, Ravens insider from our sister station in Baltimore, not related to Jerry DiPaolo.
Not related.
Pitt football reporter. All right, Gabby, we'll continue to follow you on Twitter for updates on this, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.